You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. I'm Cameron Herron, and it's just past 10:40 here on this Wednesday, July 19th, which means it's time for Valley Talk. And today's Valley Talk program, I've got a very special guest. I've got Brenda Iverson, Director and of Marketing and Community Relations of the Hospice of the Red River Valley. How are you doing, Brenda?
Good morning, Cameron. I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
That's great to hear. And yeah, thank you for coming on to talk about a lot of stuff, actually. So we'll start off with just kind of a general question. What does, you know, the Hospice of Red River Valley do?
Yeah, thank you for asking. You know, we have been serving our communities for over 40 years. In 1981, we served our very first person in the community with hospice care. And so when you think of what is hospice care, I think most of us have a general understanding of what hospice care is and how we're helping people live as well as they can toward the end of their life. Oftentimes we think of it as helping those who are dying, and we do that. And we really, really try to do that for as long as someone has. So hospice is that insurance benefit. It's a Medicare benefit to people that allows us to come in and care for those in their last weeks and months or longer of care. And so it's really living their best and supporting not only the patient, but also supporting the family during that time.
Yeah, for sure. And that was kind of in the news with Jimmy Carter going into hospice. But you help people who are living with chronic serious illnesses with difficulty leaving the home, and that's where you have house calls. So what are house calls, and how does it serve the community?
Yeah, you know, house calls was really born out of this need in the community. We started that sister company or sister organization, sister care company, about 5 years ago. Because what we were finding, you know, we serve people wherever they call home with hospice. It might be a private residence. It might be an assisted living or a nursing home. And what was happening is oftentimes over these past 40 years, someone will call for help with hospice. And we have a medical criteria that we need to meet that is based upon life expectancy. And if that ends up being too early, meaning they're not quite ready for hospice, what we found is these folks were still living at home maybe and struggling, because they're still living with this serious illness, a chronic illness, but struggling at home with it. And we were at this point of not being able to help them with hospice, and that is honestly where House Calls was born. And so what House Calls does is it's about helping somebody who's living with a chronic illness, a serious illness, for as long as that might be. So you don't have the same type of Medicare criteria of a shortened life expectancy like you do with hospice, but it might be somebody who, honestly, to just physically leave their home is almost impossible. And so what we do is we have our nurse practitioner, our provider, is going into the home. It's almost like Marcus Welby. I'm a little older, and I remember watching that black bag medical care that went into the home years ago. It's the same concept. And so now you have a doctor, or you have this provider that goes into the home, and we're managing medical symptoms, and we're really just helping them live well, and hopefully help them remain at home. And there's really two different ways of that. You know, sometimes folks say, you know what, I can get to my doctor every few months, but I am having a treatment that's making me so sick. If I could have some extra care come into my home, that would be super helpful. But I'm okay getting out every once in a while to get to my doctor. That is where there's an arm of that house calls program called palliative care, where we just come in on an as-needed basis to look at symptoms and help, and we coordinate that care then with the patient's primary care physician. So there's really a number of different ways that we're helping people live as well as they can at home. You know, I think the point we just really love to make is, if you're living at home and you're sick and it's harder to get away, call us, and then it's kind of on us to help kind of talk through how can we help you best.
Yeah, that sounds like a great service. So where are these services provided and how much do they cost?
Yeah. So with house calls, think of it as your clinic coming to you. And so it's covered like just like insurance pays for a regular clinic visit. So whatever the patient's insurance coverage is, it would just follow along with that. When we think of hospice care, it's an insurance benefit. So many people don't know that. So many people don't realize that all of that care is completely covered by insurance. And so there many times is not a cost. If there's maybe some medications that aren't related to a terminal illness, that might still be a private pay, but it's very little to no cost on hospice because it is typically almost all covered by insurance. And with that, you have this whole team of care that's coming in at hospice care level. It's a nurse that's coming into the home. It's a social worker that's helping kind of work through. Maybe there's additional help that's needed or conversations that are important. Or it's a CNA that's coming in and helping with a bath or just some of those personal cares. The physician that's part of our team is included with that. Our chaplain is part of that care with hospice. And so we're looking at whatever that spiritual support might look like. There are volunteers that come and they're helping sit with patients or just provide extra support. Sometimes volunteers are just helping as delivery and things like that. And then that stage of bereavement. And so when you think about cost, it really is about what are we receiving for the care. So that whole team is part of that insurance benefit with hospice. It's really quite remarkable.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of people that come together for this very much needed and great service. So we kind of already talked about, oh, did you want to follow up on that comment?
Okay. Nope, you're good.
So obviously we kind of talked about what hospice is about and helping people who are living with a serious illness at advanced stage. So what are some of the indicators of when someone should reach out regarding hospice care?
Mm-hmm. You know, when we think of our daily things and what we do getting harder and harder. So for example, even just physically getting in and out of bed is getting harder. You know, someone has been diagnosed with a serious illness. Maybe it's congestive heart failure or COPD, or maybe there's a cancer diagnosis or dementia. There's all these serious illnesses, but as those illnesses progress and some of the basic things are getting harder, it's getting harder to go to the doctor. Doing treatments feels like it's not helping. And maybe it's making you feel worse than not having. Feeding yourself, taking a bath or a shower on your own. Maybe there have been frequent visits to the ER because something serious has happened, you're in trouble. All those things are really, really good indicators that just reach out and ask for a nurse to come visit. So if there's one thing I would share with your listeners today is just if you're struggling in any of those ways, just call us because we can have a nurse come out and do kind of an assessment for them and then just help them understand how we can help them. If now is not that right time, at least you learn some more things and things to watch for.
Yeah, so like you could call this service and they might not even necessarily say you need this at the moment.
Right. You know, that's part of our job is if someone's struggling at home and they don't feel well and they're really sick, just call us because you really don't know until you have that nurse come and really understand what's happening, where are you struggling and why. And, you know, if hospice is the appropriate level, we can talk through that. You know, I think hospice can be that scary term, but honestly, hospice is help. And I want people to know that, you know, that means all this team that's coming in to help people live well during that time as well as possible. And if it's too early for hospice based on the clinical piece, then at least, you know, we can talk through the house calls and what that looks like and how that might be able to help them.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that I think a lot of people would definitely like to think about. So, Hospice of the Red River Valley is in the capital and construction campaign of a hospice house. You want to tell the listeners kind of about what that project has been like?
I would love to. I tell you, it has been a dream of our organization, honestly, for over 20 years. We have spent so much time thinking about what the need of this community is for having a hospice house. And what a hospice house is it is this home away from home when home might be really, really hard or not possible. And I'll explain a couple of times when that might be. You know, it might be when patients are at home that we're serving with hospice, there's a level of care called respite care. And what respite is it's like this break for the caregiver. And so the person that we're serving with hospice has this time, these days that they can go and they can have respite care and go to this place and be well cared for while the caregiver gets a break and gets to step away for those days. Our hospice house will be that place. It can be a place where patients can come and they can have that respite stay and give that caregiver that much needed break. Another time that we would use a hospice house is, you know, most of the care, like 90% of the time, we manage all those symptoms in their home, wherever home is. But once in a while, those symptoms are getting so high that they just need a higher level of care. We call it a general inpatient level of care. And in the Crookston area, currently we have really great partnership with AllTrue or in Fargo with Sanford, where we will bring our patients to the hospital for a very short amount of time to address those really aggressive symptoms and get them back home. And what we hear from these families at that time is, boy, you know, what they really want is to be home, and they don't want to necessarily be in the hospital. This will be the next best place, meaning it will feel as close to home as possible. So Heather's house is our hospice house that's under construction, and it will be that place that will feel like a residential place, like it will feel like home. And we'll use it for that general inpatient level. We'll use that for respite. We also have, of the 18 patient rooms that we'll have at Heather's house, there's a section of that that will be dedicated to memory care. And that's really important for our communities because there are times when people are living with dementia and they just need some extra specialized care, and that's what we're going to do in that space. So there's nothing like this in all of North Dakota, and in Minnesota, I think our closest hospice house might be like St. Cloud or that area.
Wow.
There's nothing like it. And when we talk to communities and we're out talking with folks, you know, we hear these stories like we had to leave our community. We had to leave home because we needed this extra level of care. It wasn't here. We had to move to Minneapolis or we had to move away from home. And I hope this will help people stay home. You know, it will be that step that's missing right now.
So where is exactly this house located?
Yeah, we are building it in South Fargo. So the address is 3800 56th Avenue South in Fargo. We hope to be open, you know, hopefully it'll be next year. We're working through construction, so we're looking at potentially next year at this time or maybe a little sooner. And, yeah, so we're in the capital campaign and the construction phase of it. It's really, really, really exciting.
Yeah, that sounds like a great project. Hopefully the community will open or will accept that with open arms, and it'll be a great benefit. So,
yeah.
How can people help or become involved with Hospice of Red River Valley?
You know, I think first and foremost is any listeners that are hearing today, just help share this story. There's so many misunderstandings or what we think of hospice to start with. You know, we often think of hospice as being the last few hours, And while we do that, and we do it really, really well, it should be for weeks or months. So that's the first thing, is share that story. Share about Heather's house. We need to get that word out that we're building this very, very special place, and we need support. And the communities here have just been so amazing in supporting us so far. Just continue to share that support. Of course, we're looking for capital and for donations toward building and opening Heather's house. So that's one way. There are other ways if it's not financial, too. It's in volunteering for our organization. You know, those that it might be sewing bears that for those that we serve. We provide what we call a celebration bear. So we have volunteers who are sewing for us. We have volunteers driving supplies or working in an office, doing just different projects. Or maybe it's even just becoming a best friend to somebody who we're serving. So volunteering is always a great way. And, you know, I think lastly is just stay connected. If you go to our website, there's a place to sign up for joining our newsletter and subscribing. In that newsletter, we're continuing to talk about community education that we're doing. We give updates on Heather's house and the construction. Our grief support is huge that we continue to do, and there's no charge for that. I should say that that's open to whether we serve patients or not. We do a lot of community bereavement. So just reach out. We really, really, really value the community and want to work alongside the community.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be very interested in helping out with that. So we've talked about general hospice care of the Red River Valley. We've talked about house calls, and we've talked about the Heather's House project. For the viewers who maybe joined midway through, we're talking to Brenda Iverson, Red River Valley Hospice Care. You want to just give one last little cliff notes of kind of what we talked about here today?
I'd be happy to. I would say our organization is all about helping people live well with a serious illness. To keep it in its most simple terms, we want to help people remain at home. And so we have house calls that has primary or palliative care in the home when going to the doctor is just hard. And we have hospice care that really is focused on living toward the later chapters of life and reach out sooner than later. Those who we serve say we had no idea. We wish we would have called sooner. So if I'm going to give any advice to folks, it's just call, and we will always have a nurse help assess. And then Heather's House we talked about. And Heather's House is our dream in the making, and it's our hospice house that will be very, very special. It will be that home away from home, and we're building in Fargo at 3800 56th Avenue South.
Awesome. And you mentioned to reach out to Hospice of Red River Valley. How would people do that?
Yeah. So to call either about Hospice or Heather's House, call our 800 number at 800-237-4629 or check out our website. There's a ton of resources and things there. There's pictures on Heather's House, all kinds of info, a lot of information on our grief support groups and classes. You can do that at hrrv.org. And if you're interested to learn more about house calls, call us at 800-929-8891. And there, too, we have a website with a lot of information, and that is at carethatcomestoyou.org.
Well, thank you very much for this great Valley Talk program. Brenda, I hope you have a great day, and I hope people reach out to this great service.
Thank you so much, Cameron. We sure appreciate joining you today.
Yep. Thank you very much for coming on Valley Talk.
Take care.
Yep. You as well. So that was Brenda Iverson of the Hospice of the Red River Valley talking about hospice care and house calls and other stuff for our Valley Talk program here on this Wednesday, July 19th.